Good morning, Max here, and thank you for joining us for today's devotion.
You are listening to The Morning Devotion, a local program on WYAW 93.5 FM Pooler, Savannah. We are reading from the daily devotional titled Authentic, written by Sean Boonstra and published by Pacific Press. Each reading is meant to be a moment of reflection, a brief peek at one small facet of the stunning picture of Jesus provided to us through the three angels' messages. Our prayer for you is that you will find yourself drawn ever nearer to the one who stepped down from glory to be closer to you.
Today's verse is John chapter 6, verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The title of today's devotion is The Living Bread, but first a song.
Thank you.
When God chose bread as a symbol for the body of Christ, He chose something that virtually everyone on the planet can relate to. It is near universal staple in that almost every culture on the planet has some version of it. Bread is so ubiquitous that it has come to symbolize essential nutrition, that which we cannot live without it. In Western culture, for example, we call the primary wage earner in a home the breadwinner. Close friends are said to be companions. The term is derived from a compound Latin word that describes people who share bread together. When Jesus compared his broken body to bread, he was trying to underscore how desperately we need him. The cross is not a frivolous extra, a decorative garnish on Christ's earthly ministry. Without the cross, humankind could not heal the massive rift between the human race and the one who gives us the gift of life. We would have only the wages of sin, death, to look forward to. Every week, when the priest in the sanctuary replaced the 12 loaves of bread on the table in the holy place, they encountered a vivid reminder that our very lives depend on the presence of the Creator. God is the ultimate staple without which the human race would die. Notice the condition for life. You have to eat the bread. It is not enough to know that God exists or that He is the only true source of life in this universe. The Christian faith is not simply a set of beliefs to which we assent. It is a living relationship with the Creator. Buying bread and keeping it on a shelf is not what keeps you alive. You need to consume it. And so the powerful symbol of bread of life found in the sanctuary also appears in the New Testament communion service. It is not enough to know who Jesus is. It is not even enough to know that the Bible is true. You have to accept the gift and allow Christ to transform your life radically. Christianity is surrender, a process by which the believer pushes aside selfish desires and allows the Spirit of Christ to enter the heart and mind to nourish the whole being.
Body, mind, and soul. on anything that doesn't please you, anything I do that grieves you. Holy Spirit, take control.
Take my life.
Holy Spirit, take control.
Thank you for joining us for today's devotion. We are reading from the daily devotion titled Authentic by Sean Boonstra. For more information on this devotional, Sean Boonstra, or to hear any devotions you may have missed, visit our website at www.wyawradio.org. This program has been brought to you by WYAW 93.5 FM. Until tomorrow, may God bless you today.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Oh, take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, oh, set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life. In awe of your name, your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose for me. You won't forsake me, you will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open.
Jesus now. All to Jesus now. Holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. I surrender.
Stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing the broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the wind and waves obey. All of heaven's coming down, fill the earth with the sound. Hostages of shame, miracles unfolding at the mention of the name. Now darkness is fleeing.